This is the podcast for Monday, April 8th, 2019, Theories of Knowledge. So, what is truth?
That which corresponds with reality.
Excellent. That which corresponds, truth is that which corresponds with reality. More specifically, truth is a quality of what? Like, truth isn't a thing, like it's not like a physical object, right? Truth is a quality of a thing that exists. Yeah. You're missing a little bit at the end there. So you said it's a quality that applies to a belief statement or proposition which describes the world
and how it is
accurately,
right? Yeah. So again, to take the old stock example, you know, 1,000 years ago, even if the majority of people believe that the earth was flat, it was never flat, right? It's always the earth has always been round. It's not, there are some people that think the earth is a sphere, right? And the earth actually isn't a sphere. It's sort of spherical, but it's like an ovoid. It actually bows out in the middle where it spins on its axis. It bows out in the middle. Some people think that planets have circular orbits, and they're actually elliptical orbits, right? So your subjective mental state does not determine external reality. To quote a similar statement, facts don't care about your feelings, right? So just because you have a belief or you make a statement doesn't make it true. So when you're trying to discover the truth about the world, you gather evidence, you consider it, you compare it with other evidence, you think about the quality of the evidence, the reliability of the evidence, you try to get evidence from a variety of sources, you think about your own internal biases, and we talk a lot about these particular things in critical thinking. And then you try to come up to some conclusion about reality. Your conclusion about reality is not about you, it's about the world, right? So truth is about the world, is not about your subjective mental states. Now, there are some things that are true about your subjective mental states. Like it's true that you have certain beliefs, right? So if I have a belief like, what would be, I think of some belief that I would have, or that I do have. I believe that the meat only diet is unhealthy and likely to send you to an early grave. I also believe that the meat only diet is a fad that's, you know, sweeping the internet. And so those are beliefs I hold. Now, those beliefs are true, in which case that actually is, you know, those beliefs are true if it turns out, in fact, that people who are on the meat or only diet do go to an early grave. There's indirect scientific evidence that that's the case, but I guess we'll have to wait, right? and I might say, well, there's other evidence. You look at these blue zones where people live to over 100 years old, Okinawa, some parts of Central America, areas of rural China, where the people are eating, they're eating grains, and they're not eating like polished rice, they're eating like, you know, brown rice, they're eating like whole grains, beans, legumes, lots of garlic and onions, and lots of plant foods that have pigments in them, like black beans, they're eating blueberries, nuts, seeds. Right, so they're not like eating meat only, so that's like a piece of evidence. You look at like as far as like in the Western world, the people that live the longest are the Seventh-day Adventists, and you can, like, there's this area in Loma Linda, California, where there's like a whole bunch of Adventists. It's like Seventh-day Adventist Central. They're a sect of Christianity, and they're vegetarians, and a portion of them are vegans, and they follow these people for like 20 years. And they saw, oh, okay, well, the vegetarians look a lot better than like people eating the standard American diet, and the vegans, they're the best, they're the most healthy American population.
And at this
point, my batteries died. So just to complete my point, my belief that the meat-only diet is bad is a subjective mental state. It's something that's objectively true about me, but the belief itself is subjective. It's a propositional attitude. I have an attitude towards the proposition, the meat-only diet is bad, such that I think that's part of the real world. And so to have a belief is to accept or assent to a proposition. So although my belief is subjective, whether the content of my belief is true or not is not subjective. It's objectively true that I have that belief, and that belief itself is true. The content is true if and only if it matches up with the objective world. And in the case of, say, propositions about health, you can look at scientific studies, demographic studies that look at populations and health outcomes, and make a judgment based on the evidence.